It was nothing to do with Neron that Thomas came into school. He wanted to see Karina. Mrs. Durrant nodded to him and smiled as he entered the room. On the desk at the front were 15 cameras. Each camera had 4 eyes, not 1.
"Welcome home, Rusky,"
said Curtis. He shrugged. It was a kind of hello. He never knew how to cope with coming back in. He looked at the cameras. He'd never had a camera.
"Pick it up if you want," the art teacher said.
He didn't. He went over to his desk and sat down. Ada came in, carrying a folder of images.
"Hello,"
she said to Thomas, like she knew who he was.
"You been off sick?"
Somebody laughed.
"Right," said Ada, looking at the blue camera. "It's a point-and-shoot camera."
She picked one up and pointed it at the kids.
"Just point and shoot."
Then she lowered it like a cowgirl and put on an American accent.
"Shoot from the hip," she said. "They like shooting people round here," said Curtis.
"Pity they don't use Lomos," said Ada.
Neron looked at Thomas to see what he was thinking. Did this woman know what he'd seen last year on his estate? What had started all the bunking off? She didn't. She didn't know anything about it. What she knew about was Lomography. Casual, snapshot photography using a Lomo camera. Oversaturated colours, off-kilter exposures, blurring, all part of the Lomographic technique. These are the words that Ada used to talk about it.